At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith, you keep running your race, you stay on a narrow path, you keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah, and you keep your eyes fixed on the prize. And you always help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. And that you stay loyal, steadfast, diligent, fervent, alert, sober, and watchful and prayed up. Amen. Most definitely. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. And let us just thank him for his grace, mercy, favor, love, his comfort, the angels he assigned to protect us. Let's just thank him for his word. And let's just thank him for his only begotten son dying for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. Got to stay grateful, people. A lot going on all four corners of the earth. A lot going on probably in your personal life. But bless the person whose hope is in the Lord. Bless the person whose trust is in the Lord. All right. The righteous are not forsaken. The Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Always keep that in mind. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. All right, let's just take it one day at a time, and let's just always uplift each other in Christ. Let's always encourage each other in the Lord, and let's always have that harmony, peace, love, unity, and joy, gladness of heart, merry heart, festivals, feast, everything. Amen. Got to take it one day at a time, people. All right, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Yes, yes. Welcome, everybody. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Yes, yes, y'all. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together. Let us praise the Lord. Let us thank him. Sing a new song. Call on his name. Cry out to him. Worship in truth and spirit. Serve him with gladness and joy. Everything. Stomp your feet, people. Sing a new song. Dance. Rejoice. Rejoice. Always rejoice. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. And he is coming back for a people who are spotless, blameless. All right. So let the washing of the water by the word do us justice. And let us keep our lamps and our oils ready for the Messiah's return. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Keep working hard for the kingdom of heaven. Okay. So I hope that you all had a blessed week and that you all going to have a blessed weekend, a blessed Sabbath as well. All right. So in today's message, we're going to do another commentary within the book of Exodus. All right. So we'll just go through this and then we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing and we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten son who died for our sins. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So here we go. Today's Bible reading, the book of Exodus, chapter 10, verses 21 through 29. Recommended reading, Psalm 34, verses 11 through 22, the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 6 through 9, and also the book of John, chapter 8, verse 12. The title of this commentary is A Deeper Darkness. Chances are you've made your share of nighttime kitchen raids. You know you won't sleep again until you answer the call on that leftover fried chicken in the fridge. Not wanting to wake your sleeping family, you slide out of bed and feel your way through the darkness. Try not to bump furniture or stub toes. Fortunately, it's your house and you know the way. And within a few minutes, that welcoming light pops on as you open the fridge. Today's scripture reading talks about darkness as well, but examines a blackness that you've never experienced in your kitchen. Eight times Moses stood before Pharaoh on God's behalf. Eight different plagues tested Pharaoh's resolve, yet his heart only grew harder. Then God brought a ninth plague upon the land when he instructed Moses to stretch out his hand and spread darkness over Egypt. This darkness was more than a mere lack of light. It was a darkness that could be felt. For 3 days, Egypt suffered through darkness because of Pharaoh's pride. Pharaoh could have stopped it at any time by simply calling out to God. But there was another kind of darkness in Pharaoh's heart, spiritual darkness. Again, this passage talks about Pharaoh's hardened heart, evidence of the blackness of his spirit and his opposition to God's plan for the Hebrews, for the Israelites. Have you ever experienced this kind of darkness? This blackness doesn't merely blind your eyes. It seeps into the core of your soul. It's a darkness of the heart brought on by sin and disobedience, by ignoring God's truths, by continuing in stubbornness and rebellion. No other darkness is as black as that of the heart. If you've experienced this in your own life, you can act to stop it at any time. In the midst of your rebellion, God is waiting for you to reach out to him, to surrender, to put away selfish pride, and ask him to light your path. If you've experienced this kind of darkness in others who are close to you, you can help them out of it. God wants to show people the way to the light. All we need to do is ask. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. Why is it hard to turn to God when you are in the midst of sin? What negative effects has the darkness that comes from sin had on your life? What steps can you take to turn from sin to the light? Reread today's passage and consider the blackness in Pharaoh's heart. Pray for God's help in keeping the darkness from your own heart and soul. And pray for the insight and strength to help shed the light of God's salvation into others' hearts. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. The Messiah is the light of the world. All right. Whoever follows the Messiah will never walk in darkness, y'all. So make sure you stand on that narrow path full of light. Amen. Most definitely. All right. So that's the commentary within the book of Exodus regarding with Moses, Pharaoh, and the Israelites. Okay. So always remember that God is in control. Okay. So let's always stay obedient and steadfast with the Lord and consistent and loyal forever. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So there you have it. All right. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Yes, yes, amen. He is the God of Adam. He is the last Adam, the second Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true, living God. Amen. Most definitely the Alpha and Omega. Yes, he is the apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my high tower. The Lord is my refuge. Most definitely, he is a consuming fire. Yes, yes. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Ahayah Shai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Ahayah Shai, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yeshua. Yes, he is a sustainer. He is a sufficient one. Yes, Elohim, most definitely. He is the God of heaven and earth. He is the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies, the father of lights. Most definitely, y'all. The father of the fatherless, all of that. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. When God, With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are in agreement with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, yes. Got to please the Lord with faith. He is rewarded to those who seek him diligently. All right. That outstretched arm is very active. That finger of God is very active. Amen. Very active. We serve a true living God, most definitely. That mighty hand. Yes, yes. He got y'all. Submit to him, people. Submit to him. Amen. Yes. Let it all go, people. Surrender. Submit yourselves to God. Amen. Most definitely. The Lord of all, the Lord of glory. Just so amazed how much the provider he is, the sustainer, the sufficient one. He's just such a provider. Amen. Excellent provider, abundant provider, excellent giver. The Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yehoshua Yeshua. Yes, the word of Jehovah. Yes, yes, y'all. The word of Ahai Yeshaya, the consuming fire. His word is purified silver, just as David said in Psalms. And his word is a double-edged sword, just as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree. Most definitely. All praise to the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Daniel, Noah, Job. All right. Serve that awesome, excellent God. Amen. Yes, yes. His son is amazing for dying for our sins. His blood definitely cleaned up our mess. It definitely did. Only his blood could do that. He's just very amazing. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, the seed of Shem, race, the seed of woman, prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree in the name, the authority, and the power name of Jesus Christ. You are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new visions, new prophesizing, new song to sing, new insight. Yes. New communication with the Father. Yes, the Father talks to you more expressively from now on. More signs, more wonders, more miracles, more breakthroughs, double portion blessings, resources are filled. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and let all things be added to you. Amen. Most definitely, all things shall be added to you, people. Double portion blessings, sevenfold blessings, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, all of that. Amen. We touch and agree. So there you have it, all right? I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized, start your life over for the Most High. And I just pray that you know, you turn from your ways, you stay on that narrow path, and you know, you just keep it on point for the Lord, y'all. Keep it on point. The Lord is watching daily, okay? So let's keep seeking him. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, y'all. So what I love to do as I close out is give y'all this priestly blessing, okay? And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen. Shalom. Yes, yes, y'all. All right. So that's the word for today. Commentary within the book of Exodus. All right. The Father is in control, people. Have that patience. Have that patience, people. All right. The fruits of the Spirit, the seven spirits of the Lord. Okay. Always keep your reminding yourself of that. Okay. You could do all things through Christ. Okay. Yes. As greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Always remind yourself of that. Amen. So there you have it. All right. So that's that. I love you all. I'm praying for you all. Y'all stay strong out there. All right. Peace.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.